Warren Tells, OCC-9, Crypto Trust Bank Charters Violate Federal Law. Senator Elizabeth Warren has written to the Comptroller of the Currency to argue that 9 National Trust Bank charter approvals granted to crypto firms violated the National Bank Act. According to a report shared by Decrypt on May 20, 2026, the letter is the most direct legal challenge yet to the wave of trust bank charters that crypto custodians and stablecoin issuers have collected under the current administration. Bitcoin sat at $77,268, with a 0.2% gain over 24 hours as of May 20, 2026, with the broader market subdued and fear and greed at 40. Suggesting traders read the letter as a process risk rather than an immediate catalyst. The statutory argument Warren's core claim, per Decrypt's summary of the letter, is that the National Bank Act sets out specific permissible activities for nationally chartered banks, and that crypto-native trust banks chartered under that framework are operating outside those activities. A trust bank charter is narrower than a full national bank charter. It does not allow lending or deposit taking in the conventional sense, but it does grant federal preemption from state-by-state money transmitter rules, which is the practical prize crypto firms have been chasing. Warren's view, as relayed by Decrypt, is that the OCC stretched the statute to accommodate firms whose business is fundamentally tokenized payments, custody, and stablecoin reserves rather than the trust services Congress had in mind. The letter calls on the comptroller to review whether the 9 approvals can stand under the existing statute. The trust bank route and its stakes, national trust bank status, is the cleanest federal beachhead a crypto firm can plant inside the U.S. banking perimeter. Once a firm holds it, it can custody assets across all 50 states without separate state licensing, integrate more easily with Fedwire-linked custodians, and present a regulated counterparty to institutional clients who cannot use state trust or unregulated entities. That preemption is exactly what makes the charter valuable, and exactly what Warren is challenging. If a court or a future comptroller were to agree with her reading of the National Bank Act, the operating model that several crypto custodians have built on top of these charters would have to be retooled. The political track: the letter does not have legal force on its own. It is a formal request for the OCC to respond and, if the office disagrees with Warren's reading, to explain why. Letters of this kind from senior senators typically generate a written reply and, in some cases, a Government Accountability Office review or an Inspector General inquiry. The harder question is whether Warren can build a coalition behind the argument. The current Senate is moving in the opposite direction on most crypto banking questions, with the Clarity Act on the floor and Senator Lummis pushing to consolidate jurisdiction for crypto market structure. A statutory challenge to existing OCC charters cuts against that grain. Effect on crypto card issuers. Several issuers that power crypto card programs sit one or two relationships away from a national trust bank charter. Stablecoin reserves backing card spending are often held at chartered trust banks. Custody as a service providers used by card issuers in the U.S. frequently sit inside this regulatory perimeter. If any of the 9 charters were unwound or restricted, the immediate impact would be on settlement plumbing rather than card user experience. Cardholders would not see a change at the point of sale. The change would happen behind the scenes, where issuers would need to either move custody to a state-chartered counterparty or rely on a non-charter bank partner with weaker preemption. That can raise compliance costs and squeeze the economics of free or low-fee programs. For users comparing self-custody options versus custodial card programs, Warren's letter is a reminder that the regulatory wrapper around custodial spending is less settled than the marketing suggests. Self-custody cards sidestep the question because the user, not a chartered trust bank, holds the assets being spent. The realistic outcome, the most likely near-term response, is a formal reply from the OCC defending its chartering authority and the specific approvals, with a citation chain to existing OCC interpretive letters. The 9 charters are unlikely to be revoked administratively. The harder fight will play out either in litigation, brought by a third party who has standing, or in a future administration with different views. For now, the firms holding the charters keep operating. The risk has shifted from theoretical to documented. A sitting U.S. senator has placed a written claim on the record that the legal basis for these charters is contested, That record matters for due diligence by counterparties, insurers, and any acquirer evaluating a chartered crypto firm.